All right. Thank you. You can be seated. It's good to be here today. It's always good to come here in this church. I've been coming here for a long time. I always enjoy it. It's always a blessing. And this church and people have been good to me, and I praise the Lord today for that. I appreciate the opportunity of being here this time. I appreciate the good pastor giving me the opportunity to preach this morning. Amen. And I want to be a help and a blessing to you and try to do what the Lord wants me to do today. Amen. So if you'll pray for us, I'll appreciate that. Not only pray for me, pray for yourself.
Yes, sure.
Pray God will help you. God will speak to your heart. And I trust today that every one of us will obey the Lord and do what God wants us to do. We ought not have to be begged and pled with when God dealing with us. Just do it. Amen. And don't waste time about it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, they said there was a man and his wife are going on a safari trip over in Africa. So they were going to take the wife's mother with them. So they went. And so they got up there one day they couldn't find her. And they went out looking for her. And so after a while, after having looked, they found her. And when they found her, she was standing face to face with a large lion. The wife said to her husband, said, "Honey, what are we going to do?" He said, "We're not going to do anything." He said, "That lion got himself in that mess. Now let him get himself out of it." Well, praise the Lord. Well, I guess everybody in America, probably about all over the world, know about, or at least they've heard, the name of Billy Graham. Billy Graham was, his home was in Charlotte, North Carolina. He was in a town preaching, and he needed to go to the post office, didn't know how to get there. And so he asked a man, said, "Do you know the way to the post office?" He said, "Yes, sir." So that man told him how to go to the post office. And so Billy Graham said to him, said, "I'm preaching tonight in the Baptist church here." He said, "I'm going to be telling people about the Lord and how to get saved and how to go to heaven." He said, "If you'll come, I'll tell you how to go to heaven." Amen. How to get there. And the man said, "Well, I don't think I'll be there." He said, "If you don't know the way to the post office, I don't think you can tell me the way to heaven." Amen. Well, I want to be as brief this morning as I can. And I want to read in the book of Acts, chapter number 16. And we'll begin here in verse number 25 today and read some verses following. The Bible says, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, 'Do thyself no harm. We're all here.' He called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?' And they said unto him, 'Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house.'" Now, if you read further there, the Bible says in verse 32, "They speak unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house." So they preached to him the word of God. Amen. And, of course, the Bible said the man got saved and his whole house got saved.
Amen.
Praise God for that today. Amen. Yes, you pray for us and pray with us as we pray. Our Father, we thank you today for the goodness and the blessings of God, what you've done for us. And, Lord, we're unworthy, we're undeserving of the least and the smallest of your favors. But, Lord, we need you today, and I need you today, yes, Lord, in this service to help me and to speak to my heart and give me what I need today. And Lord, you know what the people need to hear, and I pray you might have ears to hear this morning. Have your precious way, Lord. Stir us up, fire us up for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. I want to try to preach this morning for a while on this subject, the most important question that's ever been asked.
Amen.
I believe that is right here in the verses I read this morning. When that Philippian jailer who was about to commit suicide, he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Amen. Well, praise God today for that. Amen. And there was, of course, that earthquake, and midnight they prayed and sang praises to God and all of that. Amen. And he got under conviction, I believe, in verse 29, don't you? Yes, amen. He got under Holy Ghost conviction. Amen. And then in verse 30, there is a question, the great question that was asked. Amen. I want to say, friend, that it was an individual question. Amen. That's a question that people need to ask today. Amen. And furthermore, it's not only individual, but thank God it's important. Amen. People need to ask that question. You know what? People don't know how to be saved today. A lot of people don't know how to be saved. Amen. And then it's also an imperative question. Amen. And it's an immediate question. Amen. Now notice today, it was a simple question. Praise God. Amen. Very simple. Very important. Amen. And it was very short. Praise the Lord. It was scriptural. Amen. And very serious. And in the Bible, many important questions were asked. But my beloved friend today, you know, it is a most important one here in this Word of God today. Amen. The jailer said that asked that question. Amen. And I thank God today, beloved friend, that he asked the right question. Amen. Isn't that right? Furthermore, today, it was not only the right question, but thank God he asked the right people. Amen. They had the right answer. Praise God. Amen. Now, you know, you can ask a lot of people about being saved. They don't know.
Right.
Amen. You know what? There are a lot of preachers today. And you know what? They cannot individually and personally tell anybody how to get saved by the grace of God. I think that's a shame. I believe every preacher, every pastor, every missionary ought to be able to tell sinners how to get saved by the grace of God. Amen. And if you don't know how, it's high time that you're learning how to do it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. All right, so let's remember that today, if you will, please. You know, so he asked this question here, what must I do to be saved? And by the way, he got the right answer.
Amen.
He got the right answer, praise the Lord. Now, you know, what must you do to be saved? First of all, I believe that you got to see yourself like you really are. And, you know, you need to see yourself as you are. The Bible says, Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, he said, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God."
Right.
And listen, dear friend, you got to realize to get saved, you got to realize that you're a lost, condemned sinner before a holy God.
Right.
Amen. God saves sinners. Amen.
Right.
He does not save good people. He saves bad people. Amen.
Amen.
A lot of people think they're too good to get saved. But I say this day, you got to see yourself as a sinner, praise God. Oh, God help us to see that today. And here today in the book of Romans, I believe in chapter number 3, and down here, I believe it's in chapter 3 and verse number 9, the Bible says this. Here, listen to it, will you please? He said, "For what then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles." And hey, everybody in the world today is a Jew or a Gentile. Amen. Isn't that right? Everybody's a Jew or a Gentile. Paul said we've already proved that both Jews and Gentiles, he said that they're all under sin. Amen, says the Word of God. Amen. Well, I give a lot of scripture today, but I must hurry along this morning by the help and the grace of God. You got to realize you're a sinner. Amen. See yourself as you really are and what the Bible says that you are. Amen. Amen. Now, I'd like to give more scripture than I'm going to give this morning. But, you know, here in Romans chapter 3 and verse number 10, as it's written, there is none righteous, no, not one. I don't care what you think about yourself. If you're a law today, you're a law condemned, hell-bound sinner without God today.
Right.
Amen now, preacher. That's exactly right.
That's right.
Amen. That's exactly right. Well, so you got to see yourself as you really are. Amen. Romans 10, verse number 10 through verse number 12. Galatians chapter 5, verse number 19 through 21. Amen. Tells what they were. And Paul talked over there in the book of Corinthians and tells them what they were before they got saved. Amen. Amen. It says all kind of sins, wicked things. And Paul said, such were some of you, praise God. Amen. I'm glad God Almighty can reach down and save the most vile, wicked sinner. And let them thank God, wash away all of their sins. Amen. Praise the name of God this morning. I'm feeling pretty good right now. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad that God in mercy and love to a lost and a dying world can reach down to where men and women are and lift them out of their sin and save them by the wonderful grace of God. Oh, blessed be the name of God. Amen. You know, I believe in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, they got to see themselves as they are, but also they need some preaching, praise God. Amen. The Bible says that through the foolishness of preaching to save them that do what? That believe. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Praise God today for that. Amen. And the Bible lets us know, thank God, that there was in Samaria, there in Acts chapter number 8, verse number 5, in Samaria, there was that Ethiopian eunuch, amen, and he got saved by the grace of God. And you know what old Philip told him? He said, he preached to him Jesus, amen. Out of the Old Testament, by the way.
Right,
praise God, isn't that wonderful, amen. Thank God, he preached to him, there from the scripture he's reading in Isaiah, amen.
Right.
And what did he preach to him? He didn't preach to him baptism, amen. The Bible says he preached to him Jesus, praise God. That's what sinners need to hear today, amen. Need to hear about the Lord Jesus who loved them and died for them and saved them by the wonderful grace of God, amen. Amen. And you know, in Acts chapter 8, persecution arose, the Bible says, the disciples, the Bible says, were scattered abroad. They went everywhere doing what? The Bible said they went everywhere preaching. That's what we need to do today.
Amen.
Praise the Lord today for that. Amen. And then, so you got to see yourself as a sinner and need to hear some preaching. And then it takes some prayer. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe that any sinner has ever been saved until and unless somebody prayed for them before they got saved. Somebody prayed for you before you got saved. Amen. I know somebody prayed for me before I got saved. Amen. Somebody said, well, what about Paul? Well, somebody prayed for him too.
Yes, sir.
How come I know that? You read there in Romans chapter number 16. He names a lot of different people by name. He talks about some of his people that some of his family. Amen. And he named some of them and said they were in Christ before I was. They got saved before he did. Don't you believe this morning? And don't you know, friend, those people were saved before Paul ever got saved? Don't you know they were praying for that man? Praise God. Hallelujah to God. You know what we need to be doing today? We need to be praying for lost people. Amen. Praying for them. Amen. Praise the name of God today. Well, let me move along this morning. Well, then you got to see your sin. Amen. Amen. You know, let me ask you this today. Why do people go to hell? Why do they go to hell? Well, they go to hell because they're unsaved. Isn't that right? They're unsaved. But I want to ask you today, is it because, my dear friend, of the sin of murder or adultery or fornication, whatever you may name today? Well, no, I don't believe that's a cause of their going to hell. Amen. Amen. Well, why then do they go to hell? Is it because they reject Christ?
Amen.
Now, a person may be in a service, unsaved. God may deal with them. God may speak to them. And they could have been saved.
Right.
Amen. But they didn't get saved. You know what they did? They rejected Christ. Listen. And they continue on that way. And if they continue on that way through all the days of their life, rejecting Christ, they'll go to hell. But wait a minute. They did not go to hell because they rejected Christ.
Right.
Just how you know that? Well, you know, about half of the world's present population today are lost. And listen, you know, beloved friend, that they've never had a Bible. They've never been to church. They've never seen a preacher. Amen. They've never heard one time the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, I'm saying because of that, my dear friend, are they lost? Sure they're lost. They're lost. And if they die that way, they'll go to hell. But listen, They did not go to hell because they rejected Christ, because they never one time had the opportunity to reject Him, because they never heard of Him. So therefore, why do they go to hell? I'll tell you why. They go to hell because of the sin of unbelief. Amen. You know John 3:16, don't you? Amen. You know that today. And so they go to hell because of that one reason, that one sin. Amen. And what was that sin? That sinners go to hell for the sin of unbelief. They never did get saved by the grace of God. John 3:16. Now you know that scripture very well, and I'm glad that you do. But let me read you some scripture out here tonight. Look down in chapter 3 of the book of John, and I'm not going to read John 3:16 because you know that. Look down in verse number 18, I believe it is, and here's what the Bible says right here. He said, He that believeth. Get that. He that believeth on Him, that's on Christ, is not condemned. Amen. But he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Why is he condemned? Why is he going to hell? The Bible says, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Amen.
Now that's what the Bible says. Look in chapter number 4 here in verse number 39. The Bible says this right here. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the sin of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did. Look in verse 41. And many more believed because of his word, praise God. Amen. Look in verse number 49. The Bible says this, I'm heard. He said, the nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man done what? He believed the word. Amen. You got to believe the Bible, amen, before you get saved by the wonderful grace of God. Look at verse number 53 in this chapter. So the Father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house.
Amen.
Thank God today for that, amen. Look here in John chapter number 6, if you will, please. I'm trying to hurry. The Bible says in John chapter 6 and down here in verse number 29. This is what the Lord says here. Jesus answered and said unto them, This is a work of God that you believe on him whom he hath sent. Amen. Look in verse 35 of this chapter. The Bible said, And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Verse 47, look here. In verse 47, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Is that right? Is that what the Bible says? Is that right? Amen. Believing, amen. Believing. Well, John chapter 20, chapter number 8, I believe it is. And let me read right here a little bit right here. John chapter number 8, down here in verse number 21. I'll read that verse. Here's what he's just saying. John chapter, I believe this right. John 8:21. Let's see if this is right. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, he said, you cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he said, because I go, you cannot come. And Jesus said unto them, ye are from beneath. I am from above. I'm not of this world. He said, I'm from above, not of this world. And then he says in verse number 24, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. Listen, for if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Amen. Let me get back here to John chapter number 5, verse 24. The Bible says here, this verse today, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. You must believe, beloved friend, on him and in him. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, people say sometimes, well, I've always believed in the Lord.
Yeah,
but your problem is, You believe with your mind, your brain. Amen. But I want to tell you, friend, this morning that salvation is a heart matter.
Sure is. Yes, sir.
Salvation is a heart matter.
Right.
Because you know that, you know the scripture this morning. The Bible says over here in the book of Romans in chapter number, chapter number 10, and I'll find it here as quick as I can, and here's what he says when I find it, amen. Romans chapter number 10, and down here in verses 9 and 10, amen. He said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, salvation is a heart matter. Amen. Shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. Thank God that he died on the cross of Calvary. That he was buried. And thank God on the third day, the Bible says he was raised from the dead. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. We don't leave off the resurrection. Amen. That's what set them apostles and the people on fire. Thank God in the early, in the book of Acts. Amen. After the Lord was resurrected, that was the thing that set them on fire. Amen. And believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You got to believe with your heart. Look here. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Amen. And with the mouth, the Bible said, confession is made unto salvation, says the word of God. Amen. So, furthermore, I say this today, friend. You know, what must you do to be saved? What I've already said, and I said this. Now, I'm trying to move along. It takes conviction.
Yes, sir, it
does. And we see such a very little bit of that today. But it's still true this morning.
Amen.
Sinners cannot get saved until and unless the Holy Ghost of God deals with them and strives with them and convicts them and draws them.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Right.
No. How we need that old-time Holy Ghost conviction.
Yes, sir.
Amen. They'll break the hearts of people.
Amen.
Trouble their heart. Amen. Put some tears in their eyes. Help them to see themselves as they really are before God. Amen. Amen. And if under conviction, sinners will come to Christ. As a guilty, lost, condemned sinner, confession. Confessing their sin and repenting of all your heart, believing your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of your soul, thank God He'll save you. Amen. So we need the day as saved people to preach and to pray and to witness. And get this, will you, friend? We that are saved this morning, we need, beloved friend, a burden today for sinners.
Yes, sir, we do.
I said we need a burden for sinners today.
Amen.
And I don't see many people saved in these days. You may, I don't know. But I don't see many people saved. I don't hear many people being saved today. I think part of the reason for that is that you and I that are saved by the grace of God, we just don't have the burden for them that we ought to have. People used to, years ago, they'd come to church with a burden, with a broken heart, and with tears. Because they come to church, because they knew some sinners that was lost, undone without God. And they came that way. We don't come that way today. We come talking about the ball game that some team won yesterday or last night. I don't care who wins or who loses. Don't make a bit of difference to me in the world.
Right.
We come to church talking about everything under the sun. And we know sometimes in that service there are sinners in that service.
Right.
We're not concerned about them. But people used to come and they'd get it early before church, maybe get out at the altar, find some place somewhere.
Yep.
And they'd weep and they'd cry and beg and plead with God for somebody they knew that was lost without God. And sinners get saved by the wonderful grace of God. God help us.
Yes, sir.
We need a burden. We need today, friends, a broken heart.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says, listen to this, will you please? Romans chapter 9, verse number 1 through verse number 3. Paul said, I say the truth in Christ. I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. Listen, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ by my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Chapter 10, verse 1, Paul says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is they might be saved. I'm asking us this morning as saved people, do we really have a desire to see people saved? Do we have a burden for them? Do we have a broken heart? I believe this morning I can say that I've got a burden for sinners.
Amen.
I pray for sinners.
Amen.
I try to witness to them.
Yes, sir.
So I think I can say that I've got a burden for sinners. But you know what? I pray. I need to have even a greater burden for lost people than what I've got today. Let me ask you, friend, saved people this morning. Do you really have a broken heart? Do you have a burden for sinners? Do you have a burning desire in your heart to see people saved by the grace of God? God help us today. God help us today. Amen. Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6, you may know them. He said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy.
Amen.
Oh. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed,
Amen.
Shall come again rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
Amen.
If we go out on visitation, we ought to go out there with a prayer on our heart that God help us and bless us and use us.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Knock on doors, ringing doorbells with tears in our face.
Amen.
For lost people.
Oh.
Daniel chapter 12, verse number 3. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. They that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. You know what you and I are to be? As saved people, be a witness.
Yes, sir.
To be a soul winner. God wants every saved person to be a soul winner. Amen.
Yes.
Preacher, I don't want to take long, but I just want to say this. You know who it was in John chapter number 1? Do you know who it was that got old Simon Peter to Jesus? It was his brother.
That's right.
Andrew. I like Andrew.
Yes, sir.
Old Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, got him to the Lord. He got saved.
Amen.
And you know, then on the day of Pentecost, old Simon Peter preached that day. And the Bible says about 3,000 souls got saved. And I would want to believe and think today that Andrew was there that day. Old Simon Peter standing up there full of God and the Holy Ghost and preaching. People getting their old time conviction, getting saved. I wonder, maybe as old Andrew kind of nudged the fellow beside him, said, that's my brother. Listen to me, friend. When you and I, when we win somebody to God, a little boy or a little girl or man or woman, we do not know what they will be or what they will become. For the glory of God. Please let me take time to say this. I pastored a church in Virginia for a long time. We had some buses. Brought people to church. A lot of people got saved. I was visiting a camp meeting down in Boiling Springs, South Carolina, I believe it was. There was a young woman came to me. And she said she knew me. I didn't know her. And she said, "You don't know who I am, do you?" And I said, "I'm sorry, ma'am, but I really don't know who you are." But you know what she said? She said, "I rode a church bus to your church when I was 13 years old.
Amen.
And I got saved."
Yes.
And you know what? At that time, she was married to a pastor.
Amen.
Oh, we don't know what they may become. If we win somebody to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God help us today. God help us today. Amen. Well, you know, I know of people. You know of people today that's lost. There might be some people here this morning or in these services in these days. Come here to these services and they're lost. You know who they are. I may not know them, but you do. But if you don't know, if I don't know, you don't. You may know them, but there's others that you do know. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we need a burden.
Yes, sir.
A broken heart.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The song says, "Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them from pity in the grave."
Yep.
Listen. "Weep o'er the erring one. Lift up the fallen."
Yes, sir.
"Tell them of Jesus."
Yes, sir.
"The mighty to save."
Amen.
I'll tell you what. The greatest joy that I've ever had as a saved person is to see somebody else get saved.
Yes, sir.
Or win somebody to God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God, break our hearts.
Yes.
Touch our hearts. Trouble our hearts. Yes. Tender our hearts. Oh, God, put some tears in our eyes for people that's going to hell without God. Do you have a burden? How long has it been since you wept over somebody? I mean, shed some tears for them with a broken heart. To see him saved. Thank you, Pastor. I'm finished.